The first stage, as you know, is Bridlington to Scarborough via the North York Moors. 2,300 metres of climbs on day one, so a lumpy stage, but a flat finish on the seafront at Scarborough, which, if the weather behaves, should be pretty stunning for the television cameras. The second stage is a very flat stage from Selby, starts outside the Abbey, goes over to Beverley, up to Norton, down to Stamford Bridge, and then closed circuits of York. Four closed circuits of York for the women's race on Saturday morning in York, 2.5 of the circuits for the men's race when they finishing outside the race course. Very flat, and a sprinter will win that stage. Probably Marcel Kittel would be somebody you would be expecting to be up there, or if certainly not in the top three come Saturday afternoon in York. And the third stage, which is the stage in West Yorkshire, starts in Wakefield, a neutralised stage around the centre of Wakefield, and then heads south to Barnsley, past the town hall in Barnsley, and then over to Home Firth, and basically picks up, in essence, stage two of the Tour de France from last summer with a twist. The twist being it's back to front. So the climbs become the descents, and the descents become the ascents. So, for example, Crag Vale, which is the longest continual ascent in England, now becomes the longest continuous descent in England for this bike race. And that nasty drop down into Hebden Bridge the cyclist did last year becomes a cheeky climb out of Hebden Bridge that will sting the legs. As you're going over to Oxenhope, you'll come up the cobbled main street in Haworth again, as we did last year. There's a very tough climb at the back of Keighley coming out of Goose Eye. We go over to Addingham again, so Addingham will have, for the third time in 10 months, pro cyclists coming down its high street to Ilkley. We're going to take them up the Cow and Calf this time, right to the top, over to Menston at the ambulance station, straight up Otley Shevin, down to Birdcage, walk along, up the road to the Bradford Leeds Road, down to Pool Bank, along Arlington Lane, and back up down King Lane, and back into North Leeds with a big finish at Roundhay Park. That's a tough stage, 3,085 metres of climbs on day three. That's not for a sprinter to win at all.